Okay, I'm going to preface this by saying that I was just on vacation with my best friend, and we decided that our new life motto is fuck it. So fuck it. This story happened a couple years ago. I had been in Baltimore for about a year. I'd been on maybe 2 dates, was feeling kind of down, didn't meet anyone special. Saw a cute guy at work, told my coworker, hey, that guy's really cute. And she said, no, don't date him. He's bad news. He's trouble. You should date his friend. So she set up, a little work lunch thing, met him, had a very cute moment where the napkin got caught in the wind. We were outside. We both grabbed at the same time, held hands for a brief second. It was very sexy. We then had a work happy hour. It was one of those perfect Baltimore nights. It was like 80 degrees out, beginning of summer. And when I showed up, he shook my hand and blushed and smiled, which I thought was adorable because he was a huge dork. And I love that. So we proceeded to drink and drink and drink and went from outdoor happy hour to rainstorm running through the streets of Baltimore to Cat's Eye Pub, where there was one of those shot girls who's just promoting some sort of terrible liquor, but it was free liquor, all you could drink. This is important for a reason, I promise. We then proceeded to dance with all the people at the front of the bar where he pulled me in and we kissed for a good 2 seconds, and it was great. But I said, no, we can't do this, Our coworkers are right here. He said, okay, let's go back to my place. And my go-to drunk line at that point was, well, I'm not sleeping with you. And he says, I didn't ask you to. I was like, okay, cool. So we go outside, and at that point then really start making out, and he's like, let's go to my place. And he lived in Canton. I'm like, okay, yeah, let's go. We go maybe a block, and I'm like, oh, my God, I have to pee. So we go into another bar. It's like 1:30, almost about closing time. I go to the bathroom. I come out. He's ordered 2 more beers. And I'm like, oh, all right, that's fine. So we start chatting. All of a sudden, he starts crying. I legitimately, to this day, have no idea. We're still friends. We do not date. I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. But he cleans himself up and is like, okay, you want to go? And I had another beer, so I was like, yeah, okay, just give me a minute. I'm going to go to the bathroom before we start the, you know, mile or so walk to Canton. So I go to the bathroom, come back out. He's not there. And I'm like, oh, okay, he probably went to the bathroom too. So I sit down, waiting. The bar is completely shut down. They're putting the chairs up, waiting. And like starting to get worried. I'm like, oh, my God, maybe he got sick. And then I distinctly remember, oh, like, what if he, like really got, what if he, like, pooped himself? And I don't know why I thought that, but that was a distinct moment. I was like, that's probably what happened. Turns out that's not what happened. He didn't do that. But I'm sitting there for a good 15 minutes. It's after closing time. I go up to the bartender, and I'm like, hey, did you see that guy that I was with? And she looks at me with the saddest eyes I've ever seen and said, oh, sweetie, he laughed like 20 minutes ago. And I was just like, wait, really? He did? Are you sure? She's like, yeah. Oh, okay. So then I left.